This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, November 13. What do you do with your guilt? Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 16. Aaron is to offer the bull for his own sin offering, to make atonement for himself and his household. Then he is to take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He is to cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord, and the other for the scapegoat. Aaron shall bring the goat whose lot falls to the Lord and sacrifice it for a sin offering. But the goat chosen by lot as the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to be used for making atonement by sending it into the wilderness as a scapegoat. He shall then slaughter the goat for the sin offering for the people, and take its blood behind the curtain and do with it as he did with the bull's blood. He shall sprinkle it on the atonement cover and in front of it. In this way, he will make atonement for the most holy place because of the uncleanness and rebellion of the Israelites, whatever their sins have been. He is to do the same for the tent of meeting, which is among them in the midst of their uncleanness. No one is to be in the tent of meeting from the time Aaron goes in to make atonement in the most holy place until he comes out, having made atonement for himself, his household, and the whole community of Israel. Then he shall come out to the altar that is before the Lord and make atonement for it. He shall take some of the bull's blood and some of the goat's blood and put it on all the horns of the altar. He shall sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger seven times to cleanse it and to consecrate it from the uncleanness of the Israelites. This is to be a lasting ordinance for you. Atonement is to be made once a year for all the sins of the Israelites. And it was done as the Lord commanded Moses. When I was 12 years old, I told my father a lie. And I soon found that I had to tell more lies just to keep the first lie going. It felt like something ugly had taken over my soul, and I couldn't get rid of it. That was guilt, and most of us learn at a young age how destructive it can be. Guilt festers in our soul. It can wear us down, even physically, and it can erode our relationships. Guilt is related to a moral standard, and since we fall short of God's standard, we all live with guilt. Leviticus 16 is the thematic center of God's law. The Day of Atonement illustrated how God would remove the guilt of all his people. Because sin contaminated the community and everyone in it, the priest made atonement for his own sin, his family's sin, and the sins of all the people. Then he did the same for the tabernacle, since it was contaminated by the people's uncleanness. Two goats were chosen. One was killed, and its blood was poured out to signify that the penalty of death was paid. The other goat became the scapegoat and was sent out into the wilderness. But the Day of Atonement ritual couldn't deal fully with our guilt. No sacrifice of animals could truly pay our debt. But when Jesus cried out on the cross, "It is finished," the price for our sin was paid once for all. When we confess our sin, we can be assured that Jesus has atoned for us and that our guilt no longer counts against us. Pray with me. Gracious God, in Jesus' name, we confess our sins and ask for your forgiveness. Thank you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.